My name is William Terry, and I'm the Environmental Programs and Engagement Officer at Macedon Ranges Shire Council. I also have a passion for all things fauna. Council is trialling the use of podcasts as a way to engage with residents on environmental topics. This is the first in what we hope will be a short series. If you enjoy this podcast, we'd welcome your feedback and any suggestions on topics. Did you know that there is as many as 15 different frog species that call the Macedon Ranges home? Or that three of these are threatened with extinction? In this podcast, we're going to learn about five different frog species and their unique calls. Could you hear the eastern banjo or pobblebonk frog in that recording? They have this really distinct call that sounds like a plucking of an instrument, plucking of a banjo, which is exactly where this species gets its name. This is a large frog, grows to about 8.5 centimetres long. It has somewhat warty looking skin, which can sometimes make it mistakenly identified as a cane toad. It's also a burrowing frog, and they're often found in the garden, often when someone's digging or doing some gardening or lifting some soil. The pobblebonk frog, or eastern banjo, eats a variety of insects, worms, spiders, so it can be really a helpful addition for your garden. If you'd like to see an eastern banjo frog up close, a great time to find them is at night, straight after rain. You'll find them hopping around on the ground. Their eye shine can sometimes be picked up in the torchlight. Next, let's hear from the common eastern froglet. This next little frog that you just heard just then is the common eastern froglet. Now this is a very small little frog, and it's commonly heard around farm dams and sort of slow moving water. And their call can be sort of described as something a bit like a cricket or like a ratchet going back and forward. And one of the reasons this frog is so successful is that it has the ability to breed year round when sort of conditions are favourable. And this little frog eats little insects such as mosquitoes, moths, caterpillars and flies. Next, we're going to hear about the spotted marsh frog. Now, you might have heard in that recording, amongst other frogs, you could probably hear that clicking sound, click, click. And that's the sound of the spotted marsh frog. And this spotted marsh frog, it's a grey or brown coloured frog. And it has this amazing looking green camo patches covering its back and legs. And often they also have a light coloured stripe that runs the back of the head all the way down its back. Now this is a very widespread species. And their eggs are easily seen as they suspend them in the floating foam amongst the reeds in farm dams. Up next is the southern brown tree frog. The frog you just heard there was the southern brown tree frog, and he really likes to call immediately following rain. And despite what the name suggests, they actually come in a variety of different colours. So There's different shades of brown, cream, and in our area, we even get some green-coloured brown tree frogs. And like other tree frogs, the southern brown tree frog has sticky toes, and these allow it to climb smooth surfaces and to get away from predators on the ground. Females lay up to 600 eggs, and usually in late winter, but this species can breed year-round, similar to the common eastern froglet. Next up, we're going to hear from the growling grass frog. Now, the frog you just listened to there was the growling grass frog. Now, this species was once widespread in the region, but it's declined significantly, so much so that now it's a nationally threatened species. Now, it's a large green frog, and it particularly likes to live in dams or slow-moving water. The growling grass frog is a sit-and-wait predator. It eats a variety of insects, and even small lizards, fish, tadpoles, and even other frogs. Unfortunately, growling grass frogs are threatened, and there's a number of impacts, so things like habitat loss and loss of wetlands, pollution to the waterways, cats, foxes, herbicides, introduced fish such as the trout and redfin, which will predate on these frogs, and chytrid fungus. Have a listen to the following chorus of frogs and see if you can hear each of the five frogs that we've talked about today. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you've enjoyed what you heard today, let us know via an email at environment@mrsc.vic.gov.au.